Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Kyle Gilmore, Port Nola Director of Real Estate, and Russell Richardson, President and CEO of the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. Folks, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
So let's first start out, Kyle, with you. The expansion of Port Nola's Foreign Trade Zone number 2 into St. Tammany Parish. What does that mean for St. Tammany, and what does it mean for the port?
Yeah, so just to give a little background, the Port of New Orleans is the grantee of Foreign Trade Zone number 2, as you mentioned, which makes it the second oldest foreign trade zone in the country. It was originally established in 1946 as the Second World War came to a close and traditional consumer markets opened back up. The zones were created to promote U.S. competitiveness and international trade by reducing tariff costs on imported goods that would be used as components for exported finished products. So the thinking was that by incentivizing these types of imports, there would be a major push to increase domestic manufacturing. And in today's world, where the American economy is less focused on manufacturing, companies are also utilizing foreign trade zones not only to eliminate associated tariff costs, but also to delay the cost of those on imported goods. So by doing this, it allows companies to have more cash on hand that can be used for investments into their facilities or acquiring more equipment or expanding or enhancing their workforce. So FTZs are essentially one of many tools companies can use to create more efficiency in the trade process, which is going to be even more important for the port and the entire region once the new Louisiana International Terminal comes online in Violet.
Kyle, I'm always amazed by the little nuances in so many of these federal statutes. I just talked about some relative to immigration, but you see this in almost all areas of federal law, right?
Yes, sir. Certainly.
And obviously, Russell Richardson, President and CEO of St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. Russell, from your perspective, how advantageous is this for your folks in St. Tammany?
Yeah, thanks, Newell. Thanks for having me on as well. You know, I'm just coming into St. Tammany. I came from Baton Rouge. I've been there about almost 3 months now. So kind of coming in and where we are from our recruitment strategies and helping companies expand and this logistics corridor along I-12 and the port that's being planned and developed. This certainly gives us another tool to help to recruit companies as well as help those that are here that may want to expand and just help them be more competitive. So it certainly adds to our pitch in terms of how we go about growing the parish.
And I guess this is to both of you, but probably more so Kyle. When we think about the development of LIT, does that really open the door for some of these other nuances like this that we just talked about under federal law?
Yeah, certainly. So as your listeners may know, you know, we have about 1,100 acres of property in the area where the new Louisiana International Terminal will be built. The footprint of the actual container terminal will only be about 400 or 450 acres of that. So it's going to leave us several hundred acres that we can develop outside of the actual container terminal. And what we'll be working on is attracting other value-added services and other businesses like warehousing and distribution centers, things like that, to the other hundreds of acres we have there. And like St. Tammany, we'll be able to use this tool, this FTZ tool, to attract businesses to St. Tammany. We will also be able to use it to attract businesses to the Violet area that will benefit from not only the proximity to the new terminal, but also the connectivity of the new corridor that we're going to develop. And also, you know, as St. Tammany develops their inland port, their business park, those services will basically be connected to each other. So everybody will benefit from these very specific, nuanced federal laws.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Russell, when you talked about this kind of logistics corridor along the I-12, and obviously in the aftermath of Katrina, that really started to take off for a whole host of reasons. What is kind of the state at the present time?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. We just had LED in just for a visit, the State Economic Development Agency, to just kind of walk through some of the sites that we're developing now along, mainly along I-12 and some up of 59 there in terms of the corridor. And you know, we've probably got five or six sites, different sizes that we will use to market to companies in the spaces, logistics, manufacturing, and those types of companies to locate them there. And just having, you know, again, having that FTZ zone, being assigned to St. Tammany helps us with that piece. And, you know, the rail piece that, you know, Norfolk Southern, I think in them coming down through the parish, servicing that port that will be developed, that those types of infrastructure pieces helps us position well along the interstate with these sites that we can help bring companies to, as well as companies that are here may need to find space to expand.
You know, it's really interesting to me, and I think both of you might be able to opine on this relative to the LIT and then what flows outside of the Louisiana International Terminal. Recently, here in Jefferson Parish, there was an Amazon distribution warehouse that was developed and opened here. And I'm going to tell you, you can order something at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it'll be on your doorstep at 6:30 the next morning. I mean, it's absolutely incredible what has happened as a byproduct of that facility opening, as to how quick you can get items. And I just got to imagine that when we look at the supply chain for a whole host of different industries throughout the state of Louisiana, we would be the beneficiary of that improved efficiency, would we not?
Yeah, certainly. The way, I mean, because we're basically building the terminal from scratch, you know, there are certain inefficiencies in our current terminal uptown in New Orleans that just exist because the way of doing business, you know, when it first was developed just doesn't work anymore. So as these new technologies come in play, you know, the efficiency is very important to get the products off of vessel onto shore and then into a distribution center so it can go out to the folks in the entire region as fast as possible. And, as I mentioned on a previous show, these new techniques using drones and other techniques are just, you know, they're moving at such a pace that any way you can find efficiency in the supply chain will benefit every single person along the way. So you're exactly right. It's very impressive how you can order something and have it at your doorstep the next day, knowing that, you know, just a few hours ago it was on a vessel coming from another part of the world.
So I know that there's been a lot of Kyle talk about the permit and waiting on. Mm-hmm. On that, and I guess our federal officials are putting pressure on everyone to try and get this off a dead center. Is that kind of a fair characterization of where we stand today?
Yeah, so we are still in the permitting process. You know, we still have our fingers crossed, and we're hoping that the permit will be issued early next year in the first quarter. We were a little stressed about the government shutdown, but we were assured by the Army Corps that, you know, there wouldn't be any additional delays because of that. Our team's working hard on a daily basis and constant conversations with those folks to get them all the information they need to get that permit issued. And, you know, on our side, we're ready to go as soon as that permit's issued. Shortly thereafter, we'll have shovels in the ground and hopefully get things moving as fast as possible.
And Russell, to you, I wanted to give you an opportunity for final thoughts.
Yeah, look, it's a really good opportunity for us to just help us compete as a parish and the companies that are here. You know, a lot of the companies, you know, coming in and just introducing myself to a lot of the companies that are here now and companies that are looking. Usually their footprints are not just in the parish. They may be around the region, some of them around the state, across the Gulf South. So having that foreign trade zone designation, just adding that tool so that we can compete more for these companies and able to put a footprint in the parish as it relates to their assets and other facilities around the state in the Gulf South, that only helps them. So in terms of just improving our attractiveness and our ability to recruit, that helps us for sure.
Well, gentlemen, best of luck to both of you, and thank you so much for joining us today to talk about the foreign trade zone number 2 into St. Tammany Parish. We certainly appreciate it, and have a great holiday season.
Thanks. Same to you.
All righty, folks. That's Kyle Gilmore, Port NOLA Director of Real Estate, and Russell Richardson, President and CEO of the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. We will be right back. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.